This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
It's the evening of September 21st, 1912, at a performance of the Circus Busch in Berlin, one of Germany's most popular circus shows. Sitting in the audience, one delighted audience member, an older man, stares at the captivating performer on stage, the most famous escape artist in the world, Harry Houdini. The star of the show has already described what's about to happen. He's going to be plunged upside down into a tank full of water and left there until he gets out or dies trying. The old man watches as Houdini's assistants place his feet in stocks and lock them in place. The old man is even more delighted when Houdini asks for a volunteer from the crowd. When he raises his hand enthusiastically, Houdini invites the old man on stage. The man grins as he makes his way to the front of the auditorium, and Houdini's assistant asks him to examine the stocks, making sure Houdini's feet are trapped. The man yanks the locks and agrees that Houdini can't pull his feet back out. The old man jumps in surprise, though, as the stocks are suddenly hoisted into the air by pulleys in the rafters above the stage. Houdini dangles upside down in midair, and then is lowered into the tank. Water gushes over the top as Houdini drops in. Assistants quickly pull a curtain in front of the tank, hiding it from the audience view. An orchestra begins to play. The tune they have chosen is The Diver, a popular music hall song with lyrics about a lone swimmer struggling for breath underwater. It's a grim reminder that Harry is risking being drowned for the audience's entertainment. And after two agonizing minutes, the old man sees the curtain begin to twitch. Suddenly, Houdini bursts through, soaking wet, but with a broad grin on his face. The old man explodes into applause along with the crowd. Houdini's assistants pull back the curtain to reveal the tank with the empty stocks still on top. In the aftermath of this trick, known as the water torture cell, Harry Houdini cements his place in the annals of performance magic and escapeology. It becomes his signature trick and makes him a household name across North America and Europe. But before he was famous, Houdini was just one of many magicians who eked out a living on stage. Through skill, talent, and luck, though, Harry Houdini transformed into the most famous escape artist in the world when he stopped performing simple tricks and started to risk death in his quest to entertain the public. Houdini's reputation as a daredevil began 5 years earlier when he pulled off what is arguably the most dangerous stunt of his career on August 26, 1907. Hello, History Daily listeners. The live show I've been telling you about for a few weeks has a new date, October 23rd at the Plaza Theater in Garland, Texas. This is my Days That Made America tour, a thrilling evening of history, storytelling, and music with me and a band live on stage. So if you're in the North Texas area or anywhere close, be sure to come out and see me live. More shows will be announced soon, too. So for information on tickets and upcoming dates, go to HistoryDailyLive.com. That's HistoryDailyLive.com. Come see my Days That Made America tour live on stage. Go to HistoryDailyLive.com.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer. We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. I want to talk to you for a second about something most of us put on autopilot: car insurance. If you're just letting your policy auto-renew year after year without shopping around, I'm telling you, you are probably throwing money away. Rates change all the time, and staying loyal to one company can end up costing you big time. That's why you need to go check out Insurify. I went to Insurify.com to test it out myself, and I was blown away by how easy it is. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare actual real-time quotes from over 100 top insurance companies all side-by-side in one place. No endless phone calls, no pushy sales pitches. Here's what I really love. Insurify doesn't just help you once and walk away. They actually keep monitoring your rates in the background and alert you whenever prices drop so you never miss out on a better deal down the road. Millions of drivers have already used Insurify to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself and your wallet a favor. Go see what you could save right now at Insurify.com. That's Insurify.com.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at Monday.com.
From Noiser and Airship, I'm Lindsey Graham, and this is History Daily.
History is made every day. On this podcast, every day, we tell the true stories of the people and events that shaped our world. Today is August 26, 1907. Harry Houdini's underwater escape. It's early 1899 in a crowded theater in St. Paul, Minnesota. Martin Beck shifts uncomfortably in his seat. He can feel boredom creeping over him. He's not here for fun, but business. Martin is a theater owner looking to poach talent for his own vaudeville shows on the Orpheum Circuit, a network of theaters and music halls across the country. Vaudeville is the most popular form of entertainment in the United States. Theaters are regularly packed with audiences watching light entertainment variety shows where multiple performers share a bill. A vaudeville show might have 10 different acts, including clowns, singers, comedians, dancers, and acrobats, even trained animals. Martin often goes to see new performers to judge whether they'd be good additions to his shows. Most of the time, they aren't professional enough, though. Martin only wants the best. And today, he's here to size up a promising prospect, a magician he's heard about, 24-year-old Harry Houdini. And as the lights go up and to a smattering of applause, Harry steps out on stage to begin his act. Martin perks up. He's heard all about the magician people say has pioneered a new type of trick, escapology, somehow wriggling out of seemingly impossible shackles. But as Houdini starts his set, Martin is disappointed. There's nothing especially impressive about the card tricks Harry's starting with. Even Metamorphosis, a trick where Harry sits in a cabinet and swaps places with his assistant, fails to wow. Dozens of other magicians have similar set-piece tricks, and they don't require any particular skill, just a cabinet with a secret escape panel. But then Harry moves on to his grand finale. Martin sits up in his seat. This is what he's been waiting for. He's heard of Harry's ability to escape from shackles, and how Harry challenges audience members to bring their own handcuffs to his shows for him to escape from, proving that he doesn't use rigged restraints. Martin obliged and bought a pair of handcuffs in advance of the show. And soon enough, Harry asks if any members of the audience have brought handcuffs with them. Martin raises his hand. With a dramatic flourish, Harry invites him on stage. Martin quickly heads to the front of the theater, reaches into his pocket, produces the cuffs, and hands them to Harry. Harry examines the shackles. He opens and closes them, looking closely at the locking mechanism to ensure they haven't been tampered with. Satisfied, Harry hands them back to Martin, holds out his arms, and tells Martin to proceed. Martin clips the handcuffs around Harry's wrists, who then turns around with his back to the audience. Martin watches Harry's shoulders and arms jerking violently. Barely a minute later, Harry turns around with panache.
Free from the cuffs, he tosses them back to Martin as the audience bursts into applause. Martin smiles ear to ear. He knows he's just found a new act for his vaudeville shows. After the evening show, Martin arranges to meet Harry for dinner. Over their meal, Martin gives a blunt assessment of Harry's act. He tells him to cut out the simple card tricks and magic gimmicks. Instead, Martin thinks Harry should focus on what he's really good at, escaping. By making escape tricks the focus of his act, Harry will be doing something that nobody else in vaudeville is trying, and Martin is certain that he and Harry will make a killing. A few days later, Martin sends Harry a telegram to follow up. He invites Harry to perform in Omaha, Nebraska in 12 days' time, and if all goes well, there'll be more work on offer. And indeed it does. Soon, Harry is booked for regular appearances in Martin's Orpheum-operated theaters. The newspapers dub him the Handcuff King and give him rave reviews. Before long, Harry will become a national celebrity and embark on a European tour. He will be invited to perform in famous venues and in front of Russian and British royalty. But to maintain his place as the world's most famous escape artist, he will need to find new ways to stand out from the crowd. He'll do so by adding a level of danger that audiences have never witnessed before.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. I want to talk to you for a second about something most of us put on autopilot: car insurance. If you're just letting your policy auto-renew year after year without shopping around, I'm telling you, you are probably throwing money away. Rates change all the time, and staying loyal to one company can end up costing you big time. That's why you need to go check out Insurify. I went to Insurify.com to test it out myself, and I was blown away by how easy it is. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare actual real-time quotes from over 100 top insurance companies all side-by-side in one place. No endless phone calls, no pushy sales pitches. Here's what I really love. Insurify doesn't just help you once and walk away. They actually keep monitoring your rates in the background and alert you whenever prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal down the road. Millions of drivers have already used Insurify to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself and your wallet a favor. Go see what you could save right now at Insurify.com. That's Insurify.com.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
It's 12:30 on August 26, 1907. Harry Houdini stands on the Washington Street Pier in San Francisco. Thousands of locals line the edge of the pier, each trying to find a good spot to view Harry's latest stunt. Harry just opened a run of performances at the San Francisco Orpheum, and he's here today to perform a death-defying trick to promote the show and hopefully sell more tickets. Harry is desperate to be the best escape artist in the world, but the man they call the Handcuff King knows there's plenty of competition out there, many of whom are mere mimics who love to steal and copy his tricks.
One of his rivals might very well be in the crowd right now, watching and waiting to exploit Harry's hard work. Right next door to Harry's new show at the San Francisco Orpheum is another vaudeville theater, The Princess, and that venue is about to open a separate show starring Harry's biggest competitor, George W. Brind'Amour, who claims he is the better escape artist. Brind'Amour's posters riff on Harry's nickname, calling Brind'Amour the king of all handcuff kings. So Harry decided to prove who's the real royalty. He announced a stunt more extreme than any of his rivals have ever dared to attempt. Today, as Harry stands before the gathering crowd, he gets ready to perform the death-defying feat of jumping into the San Francisco Bay and escaping from handcuffs and leg shackles underwater. Harry knows it will drive newspaper reporters crazy, generate tons of publicity. He also believes his mimics like Brind'Amour will be too scared to copy him. If an escape artist fails to get their hands out of handcuffs on stage, they're merely embarrassed. If they fail to do it in cold, choppy waters like those of San Francisco Bay, the result could be death. As he stands near the edge of the pier, Harry takes a deep, calming breath. Then he places his hands behind his back and allows an assistant to handcuff him. Then he holds still while his assistants restrain his ankles and use heavy chains to link together the handcuffs and ankle bracelets. Harry turns around several times to show the vast audience that he's properly fettered. Murmurs of excitement and trepidation ripple through the crowd as Harry inches toward the edge of the pier. Harry looks down at the water of the San Francisco Bay. At 60 degrees Fahrenheit, it will be a chilly dip. He knows the cold won't kill him, but the water might if he can't get out of the steel binding his hands and feet. Still, Harry's not afraid. He has trained his mind and body not to give in to fear in moments like these. Instead, Harry calmly leans forward and falls headfirst into the water. Immediately, he slips beneath the surface, the weight of the chains pulling him down. Fully submerged, Harry can feel himself sinking into the sticky mud at the bottom of the bay. But he doesn't panic. He remains calm and concentrates on the task at hand. Slowly but surely, he begins to make progress. And in less than a minute, he is free of his restraints. But Harry doesn't immediately go back up to the surface. Instead, he first lets a line of bubbles escape from his mouth. It's all part of the show. He knows the bubbles will be seen on the surface and add to the suspense. After he figures enough time has passed, he kicks his legs and propels himself upwards. 57 seconds after he disappeared under the surface, Harry bursts clear out of the water and takes a big, gasping breath. The crowd roars with delight, and Harry is ecstatic. He lifts his arms in the air to display his hands free of the cuffs. Then he turns upside down and kicks up his unshackled feet for all to see. Harry has successfully completed his most dangerous escape yet and proven himself superior to all his rivals and copycats by introducing an element of danger never before seen. And he did it in a public arena so as many people as possible would witness it and tell their friends and family. Harry's stunt in the San Francisco Bay will turn him into a legend, and his growing fame will inspire him to try even more death-defying underwater escapes, each one more daring and dangerous than the last. And then, nearly 20 years after this first plunge, Harry will attempt to pull off his final and greatest underwater trick yet, a feat that will make the 57 seconds he spent in San Francisco Bay seem like nothing.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. I want to talk to you for a second about something most of us put on autopilot: car insurance. If you're just letting your policy auto-renew year after year without shopping around, I'm telling you, you are probably throwing money away. Rates change all the time, and staying loyal to one company can end up costing you big time. That's why you need to go check out Insurify. I went to Insurify.com to test it out myself, and I was blown away by how easy it is. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare actual real-time quotes from over 100 top insurance companies all side-by-side in one place. No endless phone calls, no pushy sales pitches. Here's what I really love. Insurify doesn't just help you once and walk away. They actually keep monitoring your rates in the background and alert you whenever prices drop so you never miss out on a better deal down the road. Millions of drivers have already used Insurify to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself and your wallet a favor. Go see what you could save right now at Insurify.com. That's Insurify.com.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
It's noon on August 5th, 1926, in the swimming pool of the Hotel Shelton in New York, 19 years after Harry Houdini's 57-second underwater escape in San Francisco Bay. Dr. W.J. McConnell stands by the pool and watches as Harry prepares for a new trick called Buried Alive. Recently, one of Harry's rivals pulled off an incredible stunt. He was sealed inside a coffin for an hour, surviving the lack of fresh air by controlling his breathing. Harry is determined to beat that time. But today he wants a practice run before unveiling Buried Alive in front of a paying audience. Dr. McConnell is there to make sure everything goes well, and he watches anxiously as Harry lays down in the wooden coffin. Soon the lid is soldered shut, making it airtight. Several men lift the casket and then lower it into the hotel swimming pool. It floats on the surface until the men climb into the pool and push the coffin to the bottom, standing on top to keep it submerged. Dr. McConnell watches as Harry's assistant uses a telephone line to communicate with his boss in the coffin. He listens to the assistant call off every minute Harry has been underwater. When 60 minutes is called, the assistant says that Harry wants to stay under longer. Dr. McConnell watches amazed as Harry stays submerged in the coffin for 31 more minutes. When the lid is finally unsealed, Dr. McConnell quickly examines Harry. His pulse rate has soared, and Harry says he can see flashing yellow lights in his eyes. Dr. McConnell realizes Harry has pushed himself to the limits of oxygen deprivation and knows Harry is lucky. Were he in that coffin a minute longer, the doctor would have been recording Harry's death. But Harry's need to push himself to his limits will be his undoing. Even though the trial run goes well, Harry never gets the chance to perform the Buried Alive stunt on stage. In October, Harry begins to suffer from discomfort in his abdomen. But he doesn't seek any help, and in spite of the pain, he continues to perform, even as his temperature reaches 104 degrees. By the time he eventually seeks medical care, it's too late. His appendix has ruptured, and Harry passes away on October 31st, 1926. At the time of his death, Harry Houdini is the most famous escape artist in history. He remains just as well known almost a century later. His name has become synonymous with escapology, as modern-day escape artists vie to be considered the new Houdini. Harry's legend was born from his fearless, death-defying trickery, a reputation which began when Harry Houdini escaped underwater in San Francisco Bay on August 26, 1907. Next on History Daily, August 27, 1896, ending after only 38 minutes, the Anglo-Zanzibar War becomes the shortest in recorded history.
From Noiser and Airship, this is History Daily. Hosted, edited, and executive produced by me, Lindsey Graham. Audio editing and sound design by Molly Bogg. Music by Lindsey Graham. This episode is written and researched by Scott Reeves. Executive producers are Stephen Walters for Airship and Pascal Hughes for Noiser.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Every friend group has that one person who puts their card down for brunch and sends the Venmo request.
If that's you and your Venmo balance is poppin', you need a Venmo debit card so you can spend your balance instantly. No transferring anything, no waiting around.
So as soon as you get paid back for brunch, you can pay for those concert tickets you've been eyeing or put it toward your next night out.
Plus, there's no monthly fee or minimum balance.
Learn more about the Venmo debit card at venmo.com/card. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank, N.A., ID verification required.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.